up whatever's on your mind. All you have to do is dial in at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we will share with you there, and they're completely free. You create the content on the site as well, so if you see something online that you think's interesting, might make for good show content, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and at that point, it will be then be up for vote on the upcoming stories page, and if it receives enough votes, we'll make it to the front page and top of the website over at freetalklive.com, so do enjoy that, and it's all completely free. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Coming up, regulation costs. What exactly, you know, how much is the average business or are businesses in America paying to comply with all the ridiculous government rules, edicts, regulations, taxes, and things like that? Mark's got some of those numbers, and we'll get to that story. Maybe you've got some thoughts. Maybe you're in Germany, and you still have some thoughts on the story about the camover situation out there, where there are people who are smashing CCTV cameras in an effort to win a prize, which will have them involved in some sort of protest that's coming up in a couple of weeks in a very prominent manner. And these people are basically striking back directly against the tyranny of the state. And that's a somewhat controversial perspective. Mark, you seem pretty uncomfortable with this particular protest.
I can't say that I am comfortable with it.
Do you oppose it?
I'm not going to go that far.
I see.
Think that in this circumstance, I will generally oppose the use of destructive force against government property. However, I think in this case, you're talking about a new type of intrusion by the government, and people have not come to perceive that as a necessary part of their life or whatever. So I don't think that you're necessarily going to create as many enemies.
So you're welcome to chime in here, but I think that it's a good idea. I mean, I think that if the government's going to try to put up devices to control people, and it's completely within your purview to disable that device in some way that will help control people less, then I support it. And I think
I like monkey wrenching them better than I like just like smashing them with a bat.
So like shoot it with a paintball gun? Would that be a monkey wrench?
Taping something over.
Actually, in most cases, they're spraying them with black spray paint.
You're talking about over in Germany?
Yeah, and the camover stuff.
So they're not completely disabled, then they could, in theory, have a lens replaced?
Well, some of it depends on the type of camera. I mean, the video shows them like climbing up on ladders and ripping cameras off walls, smashing some cameras, shooting some cameras. But in a lot of cases, it's just like the little ones. Like one case I saw them ripping one out of a subway, and another case, like they just were running up and down the subway car just spraying all the cameras with black spray paint in the subway. With just people there just like...
Yep.
Looking at them like, okay.
Well, they're wearing masks, right?
Right, exactly.
They're obscuring themselves
right.
This way. And
but people didn't, generally, it was interesting because people didn't, like, they looked a little, like, weirded out by it, but not, like, either scared or, you know, like, or, like, they wanted to stop them.
Did anyone cheer?
No. It was just, like, I think some people were smiling if they saw the video, so, you know, it was just sort of a, you know, mixed reactions, but not very kind of, like, extremely scared or nobody leaving. People just kind of sat there and like, okay, this is happening.
You know? I think it's good, and I think that, I hope nobody gets caught for it, although I'm sure the police over there are spending quite a bit of money attempting to investigate these things. Mm. So it's apparently causing quite a stir. There's a lot of news about it, from what I understand, over there. And, I consider the whole program to be monkey-wrenching. Anytime you're throwing a wrench into the works of the government system without using any physical violence or the threat thereof against another human being, I basically consider that to be monkey wrenching. You had asked about hacking earlier, Johnson,
right.
And I think that's definitely monkey wrenching, and I support that as well. I mean, if you can hack up a government database and disable their systems, then you're probably helping people get out of tickets and things like that. So that's a good thing, too.
Yep, I see both sides in this one. Most of the listeners on our Facebook page seem to find it okay.
In fact, I would say that the Robin Hooding that we've been talking about for the last couple nights on Free Talk Live is also a form of monkey wrenching. I mean, they're not disabling any meters or anything like that, but they're feeding the meters to the point where the government can't collect the same amount of revenue that they normally do. Things are not operating as normal in Keene, New Hampshire, because of the Robin Hooders being out there preventing these government bureaucrats from writing tickets that they would normally
but
be writing.
If the Robin Hooders were to go around and take a hacksaw or a baseball bat, an aluminum baseball bat, to each one of the parking meters instead of just putting in a nickel whenever the parking attendant
comes. That would save a lot more people.
It may very well, but
because if the meter is out of commission, they can't read it and they can't give you a ticket for being at it.
That much is true.
Some have suggested that if you take a nickel that has had a clip on the side of it and put it into a parking meter, like you take a chunk or like bend the nickel or something like that slightly, that it will jam up the insides of the parking meter and it'll then display an error on the parking meter.
I
don't know if that's true. I've never tried it myself, but some say that that is the case. I don't think they're doing that as a Robin Hood thing. But
in Berkeley, California, I think they didn't like the students didn't like parking meters or something like that, and I heard a story where they were putting a little bit of what's that glue, the kind of rubbery glue that they use on fish tanks?
Rubber cement or like a sealant?
Like rubber cement.
Like epoxy of some sort?
Yeah. Some kind of little squishy glue. And
silicone caulking.
Silicone, that's it. Silicone on a penny and sticking them in the meters.
And jam it up.
That would just, it'd get, cause friction and, get in there, and then you can't put any more coins in and, it's stuck.
So all of these things, I think, are completely valid. And if you disagree, would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. Now, the regulation story, Mark, let's jump into that here, if you've got it handy.
Yeah, this one is from...
Before you do that, I spaced out for a moment. We've got Benjamin on the line on the... Well, not the line, I guess, the Skype line. On Skype, Benjamin is with us from California.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to last night's show while I was at work today, and I wanted to comment on two things. The first thing is, Mark, you mentioned that military individuals get hefty pensions, and I don't believe they do get a hefty pension. I know my father, he's been in the military for 26, 27 years.
Okay.
And for military members, when they're in for 20 years, they're eligible for a 50% pension. Now, my perception of that not being hefty might be swayed or might be faulty because I'm comparing it to the pensions that California public employees like teachers get, which is 90%.
Well, and let's not forget that when somebody gets out of the military, they could they retire at age 38. They could very well go on and be a teacher also.
Right.
And I don't know what 50% is of, when you retire at something like an E5, or excuse me, you probably retire at, say, an E7 or something like that.
Is there military rankings of some sort? The E thing?
Yeah, that's an enlisted person. I don't know what the numbers would be, but
what does the average military person make after 20 years in the organization?
Well, see, and that's something else I wanted to say. They get their retirement is based, or their pension is based on their base pay, and I know a lot of members of the military, they get a lot of their pay from things that are not their base pay, like TDY pay, like a per diem, or they're stationed overseas in what are considered combat zones, and so they're then tax exempt for that month, or hazard duty pay, that kind of stuff. I know that's a big part of it.
I gotcha. I mean, I don't know what these numbers I'm looking at here for an E7 in for over 20 years, but it looks like it says 4328.58. I'm going to assume that's not an annual pay, because $4,300 doesn't sound like annual pay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to assume that's monthly pay, and it seems like a strange thing to put out there. Why wouldn't they put annual? But whatever. If that's monthly pay, then you're getting, $2,200 a month is what you're getting, $2,100.
I could live on that.
Yeah, somebody could live on it, and it's certainly enough to, maybe you already got some school while you're in, or whatever. You take your school, go on, become a firefighter or a cop or a teacher or something like that, and then you've got the second double dip that comes along.
Benjamin, if you have more to share, you're welcome to stick with us. 855-450-FREEZE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. The cost of regulation. Mark's got some interesting and what might be shocking numbers here moments. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You take control here at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, and if you like, you can enjoy them anytime over at freetalklive.com, including listening choices like our live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to link into any one of those. Depending on your internet connection speed, you'll find one that'll work well for you. Plus, plus over 100 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. We should be announcing, hopefully, if all goes smoothly, a new station sometime next week in Illinois, which I'm excited about. Plus, satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel. There's also a webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go and learn more about all your listening choices at listen.freetalklive.com.
You can kick off your Liberty Forum experience by attending the Silver Circle's screening at Chunky's Restaurant on Thursday night at 9 p.m. Tickets are for sale on the Liberty Forum's registration page. So you just go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. They're $15. They include luxury seating, finger foods, and transportation, which is pretty important since you're going to be.
Hey, that's cool, because you can drink at Chunky's, from what I understand.
That's right. There will be a cash bar. They're going to have, like I said, finger foods, and you can join all your little Free State friends to go watch at 8:15 is when the doors are going to open, and 9 o'clock is when the movie is going to play.
I've heard nothing but good things about this Chunky's. I've never been there myself. I would love to go. Unfortunately, we'll be working at that time.
I would love to go, too.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll be a blast.
So the Silver Circle movie, if you're not familiar with it, is about rebels fighting the Federal Reserve. It's Thursday, February the 21st.
Has this been released yet?
I don't think it has.
This
is a premiere.
Yeah, I think this is a premiere or the premiere.
There have been different types of premieres. The
I remember
that
at Porkfest they had like a rough cut premiere.
It was a little chunky in spots. So this is probably chunky at Chunky's.
This is at Chunky's.
Less chunky at Chunky's.
Yeah.
So
I just want to know what that all your little Free State friends comment was about.
You'll have all of them.
What if I happen to be friends with Chris Lawless?
He's not little, is he? Well, he will not be going. He is going to be busy running the Free State Project.
Probably true.
Liberty Forum.
It's gonna be packed. Didn't you say the tickets are close to sold out?
They are. Last I saw, there were fewer than
that being the tickets for Chunky's.
That's right.
Yeah.
The tickets for Chunky's, fewer than 35 left. So if you want to go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum now.
All right. There you go. 855-453 is the toll-free number. I think we still have Benjamin with us listening in California on Skype. And by the way, if you've got Skype, you can connect to us at lrn.fm. Benjamin, what else was on your mind tonight?
Okay, so yeah, I wasn't really trying to argue that pensions aren't nice. I don't think military pensions are particularly hefty as far as pensions go.
Not compared to other government employees.
Right. So the second thing I want you guys were talking about how you were reading an article about how cops don't really have dangerous jobs and how police and firefighters make themselves look out to be like, oh, we do such a dangerous job. Look at us.
Right, when in fact cashiers are almost as likely to die on the job as a firefighter.
Right.
And they skew firefighter numbers by accepting things like heart attacks 12 hours
and
after
police
going
numbers,
home.
Right?
I don't know about the police numbers.
Okay.
I am on a firefighting crew, so if I go home and I have a heart attack and I die after, several hours after a call, it may or may not be related to that call, but I certainly will be getting the insurance.
Gotcha.
My wife.
And one of the stories that the writer brought up was the fact that Alameda Fire Department had let someone drown, actually. Mm-hmm. And, Mark, you seem skeptical at that story, but I remember that being not as big of news as it should have been here in Northern California, but it made a lot of people really angry. Because what happened is a mom called up and said, her adult son, he was like 50 or something, was going to kill himself by drowning himself. And so he walked out into the water, and for an hour he stood out in deep water up to his neck and basically just got so cold that he eventually just drowned. And firefighters and police officers just stood around and watched this happen. Well, onlookers were like, what the hell are you doing? Why aren't you helping this gentleman? People even offered, hey, I'll go out there and help him. And the firefighters and the police stopped them. And their excuse was, well, we don't have the right certification for doing water rescue or something, which turned out to be bogus that they did have that. And it all turned out to be
Didn't you guys talk about that?
Yeah, he's giving us more detail.
Okay.
And it turns out, after people got really pissed, and there were more investigations, that turns out, they did have this right certification, and it all turns out to be mostly it was a political ploy to, poor us, the firefighters, you should
give us more money.
Give us more money. And
if we only had a bigger budget, we could have helped that guy.
Right. That's what it turned out to be. So
where's
this
our scarab
really did
boat?
Happen.
How can we go save this guy without a scarab? I'm not kidding you. It doesn't stop with the equipment for fire companies. I mean, it just doesn't stop. There are towns in New Hampshire where they've got, you know, they've got 1,500 people and a ladder truck.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a three-story building in the whole town, but they've got a ladder truck.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, in fact, I think this guy, he, like I said, he was standing out in the water. He was like 100 yards out, but he was in shallow water. And one of the things was, yeah, the water was too shallow for the Coast Guard to go save him. So we just had to sit there and watch him die.
Crazy.
Eventually, they did let an onlooker swim out to collect his body.
Oh, wow. They didn't even do the cleanup. That's nuts.
Yeah.
Benjamin, thanks for sharing the detail on that story for us, and I appreciate your call tonight. And that is, again, Benjamin connected on Skype. You can do the same by connecting to lrn.fm. Add us as a contact. We'll add you, and then you'll be able to call up just like that. 855-450-FREE. For those of you without Skype, you can call us toll-free as well. Now, we were going to get into the story about the regulations, Mark, and then coming up, an update from Carlos Miller on the Miami Metro Rail status down there with the cameras being oppressed on a regular basis. But Mark, tell me more about this regulation story.
Well, this one is from thebrennerbrief.com. That's thebrennerbrief.com. And it says businesses, one out of every $3 goes to compliance and regulations. During the fiscal cliff debates, the American public was inundated with tax percentage figures. For simplicity's sake, there were two schools of thoughts with the tax rates. The first was raise taxes to enable the government to be able to do more to help grow jobs. The other was lower taxes so businesses would have more revenue in their pockets to help grow the economy. Unfortunately, one of the biggest factors hindering businesses isn't the tax rate, it's the convoluted tax code. Mm-hmm. And this is going to go a little bit about tax code before it goes into regulation. The Brenner Brief spoke with David Chatfield, who worked for over 12 years at one of the top payroll management companies in the country. His primary clientele are small to mid-sized businesses with 50 to 250 employees. Chatfield pointed out that these are the businesses that get hurt the most by our tax code and regulations. They fall into a hole where they're too large to effectively manage their own taxes and payroll, and they're too small to have a full-time staff enabling them to stay in compliance. As a result, nearly 74% of small businesses are forced to outsource at least some part of their payroll to a company like Chatfield's.
We'll come back with more here. 855-450-FREE. One out of every $3 in business spent on regulatory compliance? Is that what you said?
That's right.
We'll come back with more detail. You can also take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I can begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You will find on our website totally free. And by the way, those features include our news updates. Get signed up. We will keep you in the loop via email or Twitter or Facebook or more than one if you would like. They're all free to you. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on board with any one of those options. It'll be the best way to keep in the loop with the show about, you know, news items and such. But also, if you're on Facebook and Twitter, you'll also receive updates during the show. So we'll ask questions sometimes. We'll sometimes post news articles. Mark, you just posted something about military pay to Facebook and Twitter, so that's the way to get the most consistent updating from Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up and started.
Bitcoins have been on a wild ride today, Ian.
Over $21. I woke up this morning and they were 20-something, and then within a couple hours they were above 21.
Yep, and now they're back under 21 again.
So. But they're still over 20.
They are over 20.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is big. This is the first time they've cracked $20, I think, since, what, 2 years, a year ago? When was that one spike that hit like 30?
That was in June or July of 2011.
2011. So a year and a half then.
It hit 40 one year because it was at parity with silver that one year.
I didn't think
it was 36. I think it hit like 36.
Okay.
It might have been in parity of silver. I don't think it hit 40.
Yeah.
But that's another important point is the time frame when you're referencing there were fewer bitcoins in circulation. Right? Mm-hmm. Because right now, every 10 minutes, another 25 bitcoins are created until there'll be a total of 21 million. So they're being released sort of in a, this regimented fashion. And if you consider how much Bitcoins are worth now and how many there are, versus then how many there were, how much they were worth and how many there were, now Bitcoins are worth more from a market capitalization standpoint than they have ever been worth before.
I see what you're saying. So because there are more Bitcoins and they're worth quite a bit, they're, even though they don't, they're not as
because they haven't deflated.
Right. Even though there aren't as, even though there are more Bitcoins now than there were previously, and even though the previous price was higher than $20, they're worth more.
That's right.
Although now I just, right after I said that, I'm like, wait a minute, because they haven't inflated? I'm not, like, I'm wondering if I used the correct word there.
They've been inflated in a sense, but I mean, you know, inflation's fine as long as it comes in a sort of a regimented fashion and you know where it's coming from and that kind of thing. It's not somebody just stealing from you by, you know, deciding when
right,
and how much they're going to inflate.
But I said have not, so it was in the negative,
they
right?
haven't deflated.
Is it have been deflated or have it inflated? Because the supply has increased, but their value hasn't decreased. Now, if the supply increases and the value decreases, that's inflation, right? So they have not inflated.
No. Inflation is when there's more money in circulation.
Right. So there are now more Bitcoin
inflation
in circulation.
Inflation is not a statement about value. It's just a statement about how many there are out there.
Okay.
So typically with like a U.S. dollar inflation, you do tend to see a rise in prices, and that's the typical symptom of inflation.
Right.
But the actual inflation is the fact that they're putting more money out there.
Right.
And, you know, obviously some people have reservations about Bitcoins. The things I'd like to say to them is that, look, Bitcoins are being accepted by more and more people every day. Dollars are being accepted by fewer and fewer people every day. The fact is that many countries around the world are beginning to do their business with each other in different currencies.
Yep.
And that's a real big deal when the dollar is the world's reserve currency. And it was all the world's business that was supposed to be done in these things. And, yeah, they've been debased and in such a fashion that people don't want to use them anymore.
Yeah, they don't want to use the dollar.
They don't want to.
It's true.
So, Bitcoins, you know, maybe you want to get on board.
All right. So, in fact, I'm going to be probably making some more Bitcoin purchases. I had the opportunity to buy some today at quite a discount. I got them for $15 a piece.
Good for you.
Somebody was desperate.
Wow.
Leave it to Ian to just kick somebody while they're down.
Well, I mean, it required me to go to his bank and actually take the time to go and deposit cash in his bank account. So I actually had to put some work into getting them. It wasn't like I just did some keystrokes and took money from somebody. So 855 450 free, the SACL CAI toll free line.
Is too.
Yep. So you're pointing, Mark. Regulations.
It's
yes.
Time to get back to this article. Yes.
That's what I wanted to do. Thank you.
Going back,
one out of $3 that businesses spend is spent on complying with regulation.
I think that sounds low.
I don't know. That sounds about shocking enough. I think that's about right.
One out of $3 that businesses spend is spent on regulation?
That's, what, 33%? That sounds low.
Well, the rest is, if it was any more, they wouldn't be able to survive.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Quotes here from Dan Chatfield says, when asked how much it costs a business to go on board with one of these payroll companies, he said, about the same as the cost of hiring a full-time mid-level employee. So apparently paying an employee isn't just a matter of writing out a check and giving it to them.
There's paperwork.
There's so much paperwork that for a company the size of 50 to 250, you need a full-time mid-level employee to take care of that paperwork.
Yeah. Right. I'm sorry. This is just specifically about regulations, right? Not taxes and regulations.
Not taxes and regulations,
okay.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Compliance and regulations.
Compliance and regulations. Yeah, then that sounds fair.
If you add on taxes, it's probably that other third.
Yeah, probably two-thirds total.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that, is I thought this was talking about taxes, too. And then I'd be like, wow, that number of a 33% sounds really low.
He says you could try and do it yourself or choose to hire a person instead of outsourcing it, but you're not going to be as efficient or as effective. And he's not kidding. A study by Automatic Data Processing in 2012 found that 33% of mid-sized businesses, that's the 50 to 250 number, incurred some penalty for non-compliance with government regulations.
Hmm.
Worse yet.
So one out of three of them.
Yep. Worse yet, those that chose to manage their own payroll in-house received about three times the fines or penalties that businesses that outsource their payroll got. Additionally, the IRS...
You don't cross a T, you don't dot an I, and you end up with a $5,000 fine,
it's just
right?
more taxes, basically.
Yeah. Well, ADP, I mean, that's a little bit of an ADP self-advertising as well, so I don't know how much I entirely... I mean, I do tend to believe these numbers, but I don't know how accurate it is because, you know...
You can get penalized for not using the right color pen.
Sure, but surely ADP also wants people to utilize their services.
Yeah.
I get my paycheck from ADP.
Surely ADP has some kind of competition that could check their study.
True.
I would imagine their competition would benefit in the same way and wants their study to be true, though. So, whatever. The IRS report shows 40% of small businesses pay an average penalty of $845 per year for late or incorrect filings and payments. Businesses not only lose money from paying penalties, they lose money from not being aware of all the credits that are available to them. Chatfield added, our tax code puts the onus to find credits on you. When the IRS audits you, they only look for where you weren't in compliance. They aren't going to tell you where you're missing out on a benefit you're eligible for. And we've there was some study done that showed that when you called in and asked the IRS's helpline, 50% of the time they answered the question incorrectly.
These were the 10 most asked questions, by the way.
Yeah, the 10 most asked questions.
From the IRS's own top 10 list.
One of the ironies is how many of the stimulus efforts actually hindered businesses. As for an example, Chatfield pointed out that the 2% Social Security tax deductions and the recent increase, in his words, this may not seem like a big deal, but it was similar to the whole Y2K debacle where all of these programs had been written to match the rate and a whole bunch of other pieces relied on that. So entire portions of software had to be rewritten, tested,
That's
and then rolled
cheap.
Out just to take care of this 2%
regulation.
Deduction thing.
Wow. Yeah, industry software. I mean, you're talking about some serious money there because, your programmer that originally wrote it, if he's not on board, then you get to pay somebody else to come in and learn the code that they didn't write and then try to change that code, and you're getting into some serious bucks.
Right. I'd call it a nightmare, but you're going to wake up from a nightmare in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
there's no nightmare like a government nightmare.
Yeah, and then by the time you're finished changing that, there's probably some new regulation coming down. You have to change it again.
Yep.
If this is, you'd think the game was rigged and that people were trying to do this, that like maybe CPAs want the IRS to continue.
Yeah, they do.
Convoluted tax things. Computer programmers want the government to keep on changing these things.
I don't know about the programmers, but yeah, those programmers that are getting hired for that job probably have that incentive. And CPAs absolutely like the tax system. I mean, companies like H&R Block wouldn't exist. 855, 450 free.
Those jobs don't create value.
More coming up, you take control, Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find waiting for you there. Hey, there goes the music. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and you can see dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. If you're a lady listener and would like to be part of the Shrine, the instructions as to how to do so are right there for you. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
FreedomsPhoenix.com, among other things, allows you to sign up for their free daily dispatch. With their free daily dispatch, you get an email that outlines, I'd say, dozens of stories that, you know, span the gamut, either from, you know, liberty-related stuff, the economy, technology, communications. I like the history and archaeology stuff that they have, science kind of stuff. And, of course, they chronicle this police state. You can go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's a great service. I get it. And, you know, if you want to have this kind of news delivered to you, there it is, freedomsphoenix.com, for free.
One out of every $3 spent in business is spent on complying with regulations. That's the number that Mark was giving us, and the source of that story was ADP, was it?
ADP was an ADP study was quoted in it, but it's thebrennerbrief.com. And, as usual, I have put it up on our Twitter feed. So
excellent.
If you go to news.freetalklive.com, you can, and not just Twitter, but Facebook also. I hooted it out.
That's right.
It's the terminology using the Hootsuite software.
Meaning they went simultaneously to both. So you can link to that. You can dig into that if you'd like. But I think it's, you know, it's interesting. And it, for me, it brings up the question of how much is too much for the business owners of America. One-third of every dollar spent going to regulatory costs. And as was pointed out, that doesn't include the taxes. So let's just go out on a limb and say it's one-third going to taxes, one-third going to regulatory costs, and then the other third you're actually paying out to your employees and operating your business and such. So, you know, how much more can you stomach, business owners?
We should be clear, because I don't think a lot of people, you know, there might be a lot of people listening that don't really quite understand, you know, how that one third would be calculated. And I think, you know, it should be clear that not all the taxes might necessarily, you might not be paying those directly, but there's so many taxes along the way before something even gets to your business.
That's true.
The cost
right.
of the item has been inflated to the point where
you're paying taxes on all the gas,
the transportation, right. the That's mailing, the, you know, who knows?
There's some of these so many. Regulations certainly are to keep coal mines from falling in on the heads of coal miners, but the vast majority of this stuff is just government paperwork that doesn't add value in any way, shape, or form. It's just because they can pile on these rules and get paid for piling on these rules, they do. And every consumer, like Johnson was saying, it's... You know, if the company's paying one out of every $3 in compliance and regulations and one out of every $3 in taxes, and, you know, it's taking a margin of maybe a 1% or so of its gross in profit, then you got to understand as a consumer, that's all handed down to you. Everything you're buying in a store is tripled. It's tripled.
And that might be conservative. Saying it's triple.
It might be. I mean, all you have to do is look at, you know, you can look at Europe where the regulations are higher and the taxes tend to be a bit higher.
Yeah, the VAT tax also hits before it gets to the cost of the shelf price.
And you can see they just can't do business as well as the United States does. I mean, they're just, you know, they lag behind. They have a very difficult time. If they want to do business better and they get big enough, the company gets big enough because there's not much competition because nobody can do business. So the bigger companies tend to get bigger. These regulations and compliance costs favor the big business, not the small ones.
It's true.
And what they'll do is they'll come over to the United States. And then from there, they'll go over to China where they don't have as many regulations and compliance costs and things like that. So, you know, you can see you can see why this is, but everybody thinks, oh, well, this little piece here or that little piece there, you know, it all adds up.
It adds up. So, again, I'll ask the question for business owners. You know how frustrating this is. I know if I, you know, I'm a business owner, but I don't deal with any of this crap because I don't care about what the government says and I'm not interested in it. I, you know, just got the PayPal. They just put in these new PayPal rules for if you collect over a certain amount of money through PayPal that you have to file something with the IRS or PayPal will start filing it. So they sent me that today for the first time. And so that's another piece of paper that's going to go off to them. I'm not going to be filing anything because I'm not interested in consenting to their system and I'm not interested. I don't think that, what they've done is legitimate, and I believe in freedom, so I'm not going to participate. But the question is for the business owner, you know, how much more regulation can you take before you finally throw up your hands in frustration and you finally decide to do something about it besides complain? Because how many times have regulations been rolled back? How many, you know, has that one third ever been lowered? I mean, have business owners ever seen any significant noticeable reduction in regulation? Has that ever happened?
Yeah, I don't think it has.
Are we on a trajectory to where that's going to occur?
Well, you know, at this point, governments tend to be more static. They're not getting taken out by other governments.
Yeah.
So their rules aren't, you know, are going to compile over the course
the
of centuries.
Tentacles come in all over the place.
It's decade upon decade upon century. These rules
right.
just pile up. You remember the tax. Remember that tax that they just recently did away with that was from the Spanish-American War that was
yes.
applied to the cell phones tax?
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy.
That's the only one I can think of. I mean, every now and then there's something like that that happens, but the bulk of regulations continues to come. I mean, there's new ones being written all the time, thousands of pages of them, and of course, a lot of them are written by the regulatory agencies themselves. They're not actually passed into law by the elected people. They're just the bureaucrats just writing up copying boilerplate from elsewhere, hiring lawyers to write more regulations to hand down to you. When will you stop paying? When will you stop obeying? I mean, at what point? You know, is it only going to be when your business is about to fail where you'll actually consider that? Because not because of anything you did, but because of the government regulations coming in? Remember I remember the story about the lady who was making ice cream. I think it was up in Illinois. And she was making fresh ice cream.
Right, fresh strawberries.
Right, using fresh strawberries, fresh, you know, raw milk, cream. You know, all this stuff was fresh. And
the kind of ice cream you'd be like, yeah, I want to try that.
Hell yeah, you would. So, and people were very excited about this ice
yes,
cream
they were.
To the point where inevitably they talked about it, and somebody in the media got wind of
it. Somebody in the media said, this is a great idea.
Yep.
I've never heard of anybody using raw milk and fresh strawberries to make ice cream. I wonder why.
Let's write a feature piece about it. And then all of a sudden, the government bureaucrats read the feature piece and then come after this lady.
You can't use raw milk and fresh strawberries to make ice cream.
We're not getting our cut.
That's exactly it. But
it wasn't
not only
even
a cut
just
thing.
A cut, though.
Right. It's you know, we've got rules in place that are here to protect the milk industry, and they're here to protect the ice cream makers out there that are, you know, Ben and Jerry and their guy, you know, those guys.
It's okay to eat raw fresh strawberries. It's okay to drink raw milk, but it's not okay to make ice cream out of raw milk and fresh strawberries.
Because Ben and Jerry are just real hippies from that hippie generation. They're just all about peace, love, and freedom, man.
Yeah. Well, you can make the ice cream. You just can't sell it.
Yeah.
So you can make your own fresh ice cream and eat it yourself.
Right.
But you just can't sell it to anybody else.
Those
they came after this lady.
On them.
They came after this lady and they told her, hey, lady, if you want to keep your business going, you're going to have to start using preserved strawberries.
Yep.
You're going to have to start using, you know, regular milk, and you're going to have to start using regular cream, stuff that you can buy through the legitimate regulated channels to pay off essentially the business owners who have advocated for these regulations in the first place. And she got put out of business.
Because
that was the thing that made her ice cream special. It wasn't.
This is how big business is supported by these regulations, and you know, this is just one anecdotal sort of analysis. But the, you know, people are driven out of business every day by smaller ways because it's just easier for a big business to handle these compliance costs than it is for a small one.
And of course, businesses are stuck in a very difficult place because they have so much money invested and all this time, and they know that if they don't do what they're told, that the men with the guns are going to come shut them down. So what's the point in protesting? You're just going to lose your business then. I mean, the government's got you over a barrel. But at some point, they're going to regulate you out of business. At what point are you going to stop doing what they tell you? Will it be ever? Or will you just go ahead and allow yourself to be put out of business and say, oh, shucks, gosh, I wish we would have elected somebody that would have cared about me. Because they don't care about you. None of them do.
Well, you got to consider as a business owner, you know, when you're not making enough money any longer to run the business, it makes more sense to just go get a job, work in someplace else.
Yeah, and that kills the economy.
Yeah, you know, I understand about the economy being killed, but who am I supposed to take a bullet for?
Well, your business is going to die. I mean, you should probably do something at some point about that if you care about it. It's just frustrating.
A lot of times,
I get it, man. You got a lot on the line.
Prison time behind him.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. You've got a lot on the line, and nobody wants to take a risk. And until somebody wants to take a risk, then we're not going to ever have a chance at freedom. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free
line. Sure you will. All you have to do is wait until technology gets to the point where you can have a boat offshore.
But then who's going to buy your ice cream? 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You might have to sell a few more than
hard to get a
pint.
Cow on a boat.
Yeah, more on the way here. You take control. Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.